safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This program is intended for a mature audience.
What's your fantasy tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different. Like, I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Audience discretion is advised.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Looks like fun.
Yeah, and here's some pink panties.
Gosh, those are cute.
Yeah, so I think we'll have a nice evening, dear.
Okay, I'll go put these on.
Only you knew what the show before us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
Isn't it marvelous what a new dress will do? Huh?
You know, these clothes do not flatter you at all. It should be a dress or nothing. I happen to have no dress in my cabinet.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMA4,
I'm not wearing any panties.
It made me want to cry when they stuck the needle in my eye. Actually, you were there, and I was beyond repair. Yeah, my eyes fell out, my thoughts fell in place, and you became to me a piece of clay. You're nothing better, you're nothing better,
Chevy.
You're nothing better than a piece of clay,
Chevy.
Like some dish rag.
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community and even sometimes educational radio. You know, it's springtime now, even though there's still some cold weather ahead, some freezing temperatures in store, so I'm not quite ready to go do my plant in the garden yet. But yeah, it's springtime, and one of the things that people tend to do in spring is, besides spending more time outdoors, is switching over from their winter clothes to more summer and spring clothing. So, thinking about that, our theme this evening is called Watch What You Wear, and we're going to be featuring a band, a music project, more of my friend, my highly creative friend, Lou Suzy, who has released several albums, mostly him playing, but he's got some collaborators. And he goes, at least in this particular project, the moniker of Beware the Haberdash. And he produced and released an album called Sewing Box. So, in case you didn't know it, a haberdasher is a person who sells small articles for sewing, like buttons and ribbons and zippers in the United Kingdom. And more generally, in the U.S., it has a broader meaning of a men's outfitter. So, yes, our featured artist is Beware of the Haberdash, a local enough project. And they've got a website, bewarethehaberdash.com. And we began this sound collage with a track named Chevy Chase from Beware the Haberdash's Sewing Box album. And then we heard from David Bowie. Fashion was the name of that song, which I found on Changes Bowie. We've got so much great music for you this evening. A whole bunch of genre jumping. We got Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and we got Prince. We got jazz with Cab Calloway. We got disco with KC and the Sunshine Band. We got some local music with the Flutter Effect, who I actually believe I helped engineer them when they were our guests on the town, our local live music. Also Snoop Doggy Dogg and the Ohio Players, more kind of funk and disco. And backing me up are ambiance for this whole episode is going to be Sonny Jane. He's an American composer and musician. He was born in Rochester, New York, to a set of immigrant parents. They came from India. And so Sonny grew up listening to Indian music, as well as a lot of rock and rhythm and blues. And he developed a real love for jazz in high school. And as he explains it, his older brother and sister had already enrolled in medical school, so his parents didn't freak out when he announced he was going to become a jazz musician. And this song that we're hearing from him right now is Silent Marches. So our audio clips from Who Knows Where tonight, the sound bits that I mix in between and on top of the music, are going to include Groucho Marx from the 1931 Marx Brothers comedy Monkey Business, and then Doris Day from the 1966 romantic comedy The Glass Bottom Boat, and also excerpts from a video called Husband's Fantasy, which I also successfully used in my remix of AC/DC's Play Ball. So we're going to start off with a song from our featured artists. called Billy Boy. And then we're going to see where things go from there. But yes, your Friday night sound collage party starts now with Billy Boy from Beware the Haberdashers.
What are we doing in the desert? Oy vey, we're lost. The food is all gone, and boy, is it hot. I haven't passed water in 4 days, and I'm dying of thirst. Dying of thirst. Seltzer. Seltzer. A malted, maybe? Tante, we have to be careful of the tsetse fly. One bite.
Mother had a rabbit fur coat. Then a girl of less character pushed her down the LA River and over that rabbit fur coat. She put a knife to her throat and over that rabbit fur coat. When my ma refused, the girl kicked dirt on her blouse. Stay away from my mansion house. My mother really suffered for that. Spent her life in a gold-plated body cast. Now you ask, did she get that girl back? She paid a visit to that mansion. She knew the girl was not there, but her father was in cufflinks with slicked back black hair. He invited her in, they never sang a note, but she took off that rabbit fur coat. And who do you think came home? Miss So. She took one look at my ma and what did she say? Why are you stealing from our mansion house? No, I'm in love with Miss Mr. So-and-so invited me in, I'm a girl no more. Then she dragged my ma out by her throat and over that rabbit fur coat. Let's move ahead 20 years, shall we? She was waitressing on welfare. Says to my ma, you treat your girl as your spouse. You can live in a mansion house. And so we did. And I became a $100,000 kid when I was old enough to realize to wipe the dust from my mother's eyes. Is all this for that rabbit fur coat? But I'm not bitter about it. I packed up my things and let them have at it. And the fortune faded, as fortunes often do. And so did that mansion. Now I don't know. She was living in her car, I was living on the road. And I hear she's putting that stuff up her nose and still wearing that rabbit fur coat. But mostly I'm a hypocrite. I sing songs about the deficit. What will I get? A mansion house in a rabbit fur coat.
Hi, Lydia. You've temped for them before. There's a dress code, and your skirt needs to actually cover your ass. I don't care where your tattoo is. You cannot show crack at the office.
Woman, I was at the back of your seat cushion. Baby, you were mine. You were mine. You were mine. Hey, my baby, she was giving me the shaker. She was in my groin, twisting around, twisting around. Room of your room.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
I folded down a hat and some polka dot shoes. Tomato pick and onion juice to drive away my blues. A bright red leather suit. A trip in a motorboat. And a strike I caused on the waterfront when I fell out in my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. You know you're bound to get it. Yes, sir. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, and laid out milk and gin. The people quit the scene like the devil was loose. The clouds turned green and let down lemon juice. What walks on 2 feet and looks like a goat? That crazy screaming jay in a bright yellow coat. And now, stick with it. Don't you quit it. Oh, you're bound to get it. Yes, sir. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Now, 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 hey. Rain and snow, 50 million bulldogs, 20 mountain goats, all gathered around at sundown to see my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. No, 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 don't you dare quit it. Hey, you're bound to get it. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Oh, oh, hey.
Talk about a crime. I can't believe I wore those platform shoes.
here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Our theme is called Watch What You Wear, and we are featuring the music project Beware of the Haberdash, a collaboration between Lou Suzy, my friend, and also Marco D'Amico. And you can check out their website at bewarethehaberdash.com. We began that set with our featured artist and their song Billy Boy from their Sewing Box album. And then it was third bass with a 21-second piece called Desert Boots, followed by Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins with Rabbit Fur Coat. And it was our featured artists once again with Backseat Woman, followed by Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Yellow Coat. And we wrapped up the set with some classic disco from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, our ambiance is from our featured ambiance artist of the episode, quite orthogonally, the Sunny Jane Collective. This piece is called Mango Festival. So, you know, we're having our donations drive. And if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 FM, you might want to consider donating. You can go to WMFO.org and click on our donations drive tab to see all of the possible return rewards that we can offer you for your hard-earned cash. And, you know, I would say that for $30, getting a WMFO t-shirt, this year's WMFO t-shirt design, it's worth it just for itself as a matter of good fashion. I think, I don't know what they look like yet, but I got intentions to tie-dye mine, of course. Also, I wanted to mention that, well, let's see. Let's go through things here, and, you know, so many people eat kind of a lot of garbage food, really, and there are some things, some foods that are great tasting, and they're also healthy for you. Yeah, I'm talking about dried fruits. There's so many different kinds. There's dried figs, there's dried apples. I've got cherries and bananas and apricots and peaches at home. They definitely make dried pears and dried pineapples. I've got some of those at home too. Actually, they're pretty dry at this point. But, you know, they're good to eat. And raisins are dried fruit. And I use a lot of cranberries too. Trader Joe's has these orange-flavored cranberries, and they're just great in brownies. I wouldn't recommend eating them just by themselves because they've actually got some added sugar. Sweet, well, they're extra sweet. They've got sugar, but they work great in things like brownies and cereal and oatmeal. And many dried fruits are an outstanding natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. And you know, a lot of people don't get anywhere near the amount of fiber that they ought to have. It's kind of like a pipe cleaner. It goes right through your body. And it's a very good and healthy thing to eat plenty of fiber. So, as I was saying, you want to read the labels and find out if they've got added sugar or preservatives. But not to freak out about that, because no matter what, pretty much any kind of fruit that you eat is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack with refined sugar and all that stuff. So, please consider eating dried fruits as a way to enjoy flavorful, natural food. Okay, this has been a public service message. A little bit ad hoc from, of course, all of us fruits and nuts who are DJs and staff members here at WMFO. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing plenty of more songs about articles of clothing from Cab Calloway and from Prince and also Julian Cope. And then we've got a band that's named after something that you wear, the Cardigans. And we're going to start off this set with another song from our featured artists here, Beware the Haberdash. And this one has, nothing to do with clothes by itself, other than being on the Sewing Box album of Beware the Haberdash. This is called Getting Serious, here on the Tears of the God Sound Collage on WMFO. In that for Tufts Freeform
times when it's getting serious, just have
got some balls to play with, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please play with them.
It's a pizza.
Oh, no.
That looks like panties.
Man, I've had a few, but they wouldn't quite blow me like you. You gave me your name and signed with a halo. Yes, it struck me that love is a sport, so I pushed you a little bit more. Love, you're news to me. You're a little bit more than I thought you'd be. A mole. Thank you.
is a game. Like in war, no one can be blamed. Yes, it struck me that love is a sport, so I pushed you a little bit more. Oh,
it's a pizza.
Oh, no.
That looks like panties.
If it was wrong, she wouldn't wear it.
after that. I'm gonna hang around tonight.